not here this week. Neither is Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, who might also host this call, but this is Stephen B. Stevens, and we're not being recorded today by Brad Huddleston. Instead, this call is being recorded by Focus on Growth, and I'm sure you're all familiar with them, which is www.focusongrowth.com. Nancy Bryant may be on the call from time to time. I'm sure if she's going to say something to us. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's great. If you want to say something, please just go right ahead. And the reason Nancy is recording the call this morning is because we're going to be talking about something very special that the Bryants have developed. It's not something that I would call brand new in what we do, that is, our concept of prospecting, and I'm using that in a broad term because we can talk about prospecting or finding aces or finding diamonds or whatever, but in a very broad sense, prospecting, and I'll let Dave define that in just a moment and bring some more terms to bear on that. So we're talking about something that is not so much new, but just highly refined, and that would be the concept of getting testimonies right into people's hands. But now the Bryants have made it very easy for people to have these testimonies with, shall I say, a good live spin on them, because they found people at their very best, put them on CD, we can put them in people's hands, and we'll talk about that. The number for Focus on Growth, if you're interested in more copies of this interview, would be 800-496-8508, or if you want information on it, we'll tell you how to do that in just a few moments. Well, I'm honored to introduce the special guest today. He's a man who is an absolute legend in network marketing and certainly in NECAN, and that is Dave Stoltzfus. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Stephen. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Good.
Dave is a royal diamond in NECAN, and has always been a great leader. He's one who believes in getting with a program and staying with it, which is why when he and I were talking about this in a preliminary sense, we determined this is really what we've been doing all along, but just with a new spin, some new impetus behind it, if I can put it that way. And that's really what it is. Every company now that is advancing is using something electronic. They're doing calls, they're doing CDs, they're doing movies, and it just kind of goes with the territory and what we're doing now. We're talking about the connector box. So Dave, why don't you start off and talk about how you and Dennis Bryant first came up with this concept of the connector box.
Okay, Stephen, I will. Good morning, everybody. It's a great honor to be on the call, and it's a great honor to be on the call with Stephen. Many of you might not know, Stephen is my sponsor, and Stephen and Geese are our sponsors in NECAN. And so thankfully he didn't give up on me for 3 months. I thought he was crazy. Not crazy, but I could not relate to magnets and magnetic energy. You know, no one could convince me, including Stephen, that you take refrigerator magnets and put them on my bed and I'm going to sleep better. So that was my naive concept of magnets. But Stephen kept after me as a good recruiter would, and continued to share information with me and got his upline involved. And that's how we started our NECAN career. And I call it a career. You know, one of the things that I do periodically, have been involved in network marketing now for probably over 35 years, somewhere in there, and every now and then you have to take a good look at recruiting, because recruiting is the heart of a network marketing business. Leadership is very important, but leadership without recruiting goes nowhere. Absolutely goes nowhere. And so when I look at my organization, about 2 years ago, had a lot of leaders, but I didn't have a lot of recruiters, meaning that there weren't 100 people coming into my organization in a month's time. I had a large enough organization that should have been happening. So I had a lot of leaders, but I didn't have a lot of recruiters. And recruiting is also the engine of your bonus check. And so I began to ask myself the really tough questions. Why? You know, why? Why didn't I have in my organization? Was it my fault? Was I training people wrong? And then I looked around the industry as such, and it is really tough to identify recruiting tools that really, on a consistent basis, week after week after week after week, is increasing your PGV. And I'm specifically talking about NECAN now. You know, is increasing your PGV, and if your PGV is not increasing, it's simply because we don't have recruiters at our PGV level. And I'm not talking about our silvers and above. I'm just talking about our PGV, the distributors that come into our organization. And if that's not increasing, we have to ask ourselves the tough questions, because if we don't ask ourselves the tough questions, we'll never get the right answers. And my tough question was, why wasn't my PGV increasing? Why was it not increasing? And most of the time, 90, 95% of the time, when it would increase, it was because someone I recruited. And it wasn't because of someone that I recruited 5 or 6 months ago. And so, Stephen, I really began to take a very serious look at this whole issue of recruiting, and that's how the connectors box came about. We live in a different culture today than definitely 35 years ago. Or 10 years ago, 16 years ago, when I got into NECAN, I mean, we could fill conference rooms, meeting rooms, 100, 200, 300 people would come up on a consistent basis. I'm not just talking about an expo. I'm talking about the public to come out and take a look at NECAN. And so, you know, even 5 years ago, some things were working that no longer work today or have a real challenge to make it grow. And so I began to ask the tough questions as to why are we not recruiting more new people into the organization, and we see what is literally called reproductive residual income. Reproductive residual income just simply means that if I sponsor Steven, he goes out there and sponsors a few people, and then that person sponsors a few people, and that person sponsors a few people. There's an income that is happening that is reproducing without my involvement. That's what is called reproductive residual income. And I'm a strong believer that if, and thank God we don't have that many in NECAN as some other network marketing organizations would have, but even in NECAN, you know, people, if someone, I mean, God forbid, but if someone leaves NECAN, it's not because the products don't work. It's because the bonus check isn't working. And, you know, I mean, someone would be very, very foolish to ever leave any network marketing organization if their bonus check is growing. And so, you know, wellness, we are a wellness company. And so, but there's something that we have to get our hands on in network marketing if we really want that consistent growth, reproductive, residual income is the most unique thing in the business world that's found. It's only found in network marketing, and yet, how often do we experience that? Where it just keeps growing. Reproductive residual income. A lot of people know what residual is, and a lot of people know that residual can, especially now in the news in the last week or so, last couple of days or so, how quickly that residual can just disappear. And so when we're looking at recruiting and we're looking at network marketing, I have to say this because I'm prefacing the connectors before I want to share a little bit how we came up with the connectors box. I had to find something that was fun, easy, and duplicatable. And I discovered by asking a lot of the tough questions, I found that a lot of things that Ellie and I were doing were not really that fun. It was work. It wasn't that easy anymore. And it sure wasn't duplicating the way we wanted it to duplicate. I'll never forget, we were getting ready to go to a meeting, and Ellie said, I don't feel like going tonight. And I said, well, why not? She said, because it's not fun anymore. And I said, well, honey, you have to go because you're the speaker. And so, you know, even for us, it can be no longer fun, no longer easy, no longer duplicatable if we're not careful. And so as a Royal Diamond, I began again to ask those questions. Why wasn't it so much fun? Why wasn't it so easy? And why wasn't it duplicating like it did? I mean, our business is duplicating, but not like it did when we first got started. And so what was changing? And I realized that was a cultural thing. It was also a long. It was also a mature company thing. It's not Nikken's not the first company that I've gone through when it comes to maturity, when they reach that maturity level. And so what was fun, easy, and duplicatable, just simply I had to evaluate everything that we did, and we did. I mean, we were really hard on ourselves. Is this fun? Is this easy? Is it duplicatable? If it's not fun, I probably won't continue doing it over a long period of time. If it's not easy, my people won't continue to do it. And if it's not duplicatable, none of us are going to make money. So why are we doing this? Why are we doing it? Just simply because we have a passion for something? And so that's how the connectors box came about. And so I was frustrated because our weekly wellness previews were not continuing with the amount of people. We weren't reaching the community like we used to. We weren't getting the word out because at one time people were coming to us to hear the story. And so I thought, okay, what can we take in Nikken that we can take to the public? And so Nancy and I and Dennis, we got our heads together and we started brainstorming and talking, and that's how the Connectors Box came about. And the Connectors Box is about 35 to 40 targeted testimonial CDs. And I use the word targeting. That's huge in marketing today, except many times in network marketing. We think that network marketing sometimes, you know, one thing fits all. But I had to, again, discover that people do not get up in the morning and they say, I just can't wait till someone hits me over the head with Nikken. What do they get up with? They get up with a migraine. They get up with diabetes. They get up with kidney disease. They get up with their parents having Alzheimer's. They get up with really frustrated with a lousy job that they have, you know, that kind of stuff. And so my intent, obviously, in getting targeted CDs out there is, you know, my intention is to share Nikken with them. But if my intention overrides getting their attention, the person I'm trying to get his attention to, I'm nothing more than a salesman. I'm trying to sell them something. I'm trying to sell them on Nikken before I really have gotten their attention. And so we decided, why not take 15, 20 minute CDs? They can listen to this back, going to or coming home from work. Very simple, very easy. Now you have to factor in the lifestyle. You know, why don't people go to meetings so much anymore? Why don't people watch 2-hour DVDs anymore or an hour DVD? It's just simply because people don't have time. People don't have time. And so how can we get them? You know, Dennis Williams did this. He was given something, and he would have probably never taken the time to listen to that if it wouldn't have been short enough to go from his work to his home. And he's kind of bored, and he stuck it in there and says, hey, I wonder what this is. But the person could never get him to a meeting, and it hit him where he was, and that was the kind of money that Dave Johnson was making. Dennis was looking for something to make more money and to have more freedom in his life and all that kind of stuff. And so he gave him a targeted CD. What if he would have given him a CD on just a broad-based Nikken thing? And so the targeted CDs and they're testimonial-driven because that's how you grab someone's heart. They're not necessarily information-driven. There's a time for that. But again, we need to get their attention, or we will never be able to impose our intention on them, which is to get them in the Nikken and help them. And so these CDs do that. The Connectors Box, there's a CD in there on ADHD, on allergies, on Alzheimer's. Wow, the one on Alzheimer's will blow you away. I would never. If someone has a parent who has Alzheimer's, I wouldn't give them a CD on Nikken. I give them a CD on someone who has had Alzheimer's. Let them listen to that, not listen to Dave Stoltz's, but listen to someone who's had Alzheimer's and let them grab that person and have them then, when I do the follow-up, come back and the person asks the question, what did this person use? What they were doing? Now I've gotten their attention. Now I can start moving in with my intention, which is to help them with Nikken. And that's one of the real hidden, I don't want to call it a secret, but one of the real hidden benefits of a connectors box. It grabs people's attention very quickly. The second thing that it does, and I believe this to be very true, is that in the beginning, a network marketing company generally has the masses recruiting, meeting a brand new distributor. They'll go out there and tell 10, 15, 20 people. And now, when a company becomes mature after 10, 12, 15 years, then we try to get people to be marketers. See, people are natural networkers until we teach them marketing. Then they don't say anything. They're scared to death. 90% of the people never come into a network marketing opportunity to sell something. And so marketing is selling. Many times the way we put a spin on it. So we teach them opens, we teach them closing, we teach them, you know, are you saying the right words? Do you have the right script? Are you leading with the right thing? You know, and that kind of stuff. And now they freeze up. And the masses don't recruit today like they used to. And I ask myself again, why? Why? When people are natural networkers. People will talk about the restaurant to 100 people as long as they don't have to describe the menu. As long as they're not asked the question, well, is it all natural, you know, or whatever. It's just wow, this is good, you know, testimonial kind of stuff. That's networking. People are natural networkers. The connectors box will allow them to be natural networkers again, because when I hear someone who has diabetes, I'm not going to try to sell them something except for one thing. It's like, hey, you got to go to this restaurant to eat this food, to experience the food. In the connectors, hey, you got to listen to this CD and hear what this person did to deal with the same problem you have.
You see? It's time for a station break because people may have come in late.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Okay. It is not Vance Rogers. You're listening to Dave Stoltzfus, and this is Stephen B. Stevens, and this is being recorded by Focus on Growth. If you want more information on this, you can simply send an email to nancy@focusongrowth.com, and she'll send you information on the connectors box. Actually, Dave, we should probably give it a subtitle so people have a better concept of what it is, and it is really the connectors box of CDs.
Yes.
And if I can take us back to the very dark ages of the early 90s when Dennis Williams was listening to the story by Dave Johnson, that was an old cassette, if people remember those, and he popped that into his slot in his car. Well, people don't have those anymore, but everybody has the availability of listening to a CD. You also kind of brushed by something very quickly that, to me, is very important in this day and age, and that is the length of these.
Yes.
You mentioned that they're targeted. And you mentioned that they're 15, 20 minutes long. Most of these say that right on there.
Right.
I'm looking at one that says 11 minutes, another that says 17 minutes, another that says 14 minutes. People love that. And another thing that Dennis and Nancy do that is just so important is they very often break the tracks up invisibly. You don't realize it when you're listening to it, but if you're in a car and you turn it off and go in, or your kid takes the CD out of the car and puts in some rock music and you get back in, you want to pick up on it again, you know to go to track 3 or track 4 or whatever, and you can identify that when you look at your CD player in the car or,
mm-hmm.
or at home.
Yeah.
So
it's a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's a very valuable thing to be able to say, just plug this in and listen to track 3, or this is only 14 minutes long, and
mm-hmm.
this person had the same thing that your mother had.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you pick it up from there. It's the connector box of CDs from Focus on Growth.
Yeah, and it has to do with the targeted recruiting. However, that's only one half of the box. There's two parts to the box. The first part of the box is these 35 targeted recruiting. They target conditions and careers. It's not just testimonials on what the products do. It's testimonials on how nurses found a new career, how a doctor found a new career, how a car salesman found a new career. My last person I recruited was a car salesman. I gave him the connectors box CD on Dennis Williams, who was interviewed, who was a car salesman. And this guy just jumped on it. He's been passing it around to all his car salesman friends. in the dealership and people he knows in the community. And so the connectors box has two components. It has that component of 35 connectors targeted CDs to recruit somebody. And the other part, just as valuable, is information what a brand new distributor should know. For instance, in there, there's a four-hour DVD done by, Botanis. Thank you, Nancy. Botanis up in Canada. And his organized 4 hours of a DVD going through the products and demonstrations. And then there's the Sydney Morey 2,200-page research, more testimonials, all kinds of stuff, 2,200 pages. And there's also actually a Nikan preview DVD by Dennis Williams. How often do we invite somebody, they don't come to a preview, but can we give them a good can we get a preview into their hands where they can see it over the weekend or something? Building Your Network Marketing Business CD by Jim Rohn. In other words, what is network marketing? A brand new person, you know, might not know that. A History of Nikan by Larry Proffitt. Again, most, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of Royal Diamonds don't even know what's on that CD when concerning the history of Nikan. Larry Proffitt does. And so...
Dave, you left somebody out. There's one here called What Next by Dave Stoltzfus.
Yeah.
And there's one called How to Use the Connectors Box by Dave Stoltzfus.
Absolutely. So, you know, I did a CD on that, and there's also a plastic case, a sample of a CD, a two-CD plastic case where we teach people, and it's on how to use the connectors box CD, and I describe on there how to use the plastic case, and you can put two CDs in there, and, you know, I like it because it's a little bit nicer and bigger to try to get it back from somebody. That information, see, this is another thing that is so critical. We have gotten to the place to many times in our Nikan business, and I'm very guilty of this because I'm a trainer, and I would train people to death. I would train. Okay, brand new distributor training kind of thing, and then we'd walk them through the products, and we'd walk them through this, and we'd walk them through something else. Well, the more information we gave them, the more they wanted. And so it slowed down their recruiting, their natural networking part of them. It slowed that down because they felt like they needed more information or more information is great, but a brochure can slow down your new people from recruiting because they're beginning to think now, I need all this information because I can't answer the questions if people ask me and I got to know, you know. Well, a year down the road, they're still stuck in that position, I got to know. And so we have literally taken, I mean, I can prove this to you, we have literally taken a one-year learning curve down to 3 weeks through the second part of that component of the connector spot. A one-year learning curve. Now, statistically, in network marketing, across the board, not just Nikan, but statistically across the board, that if someone does not get new distributors, if a brand new distributor does not get new distributors underneath them within the first 21 days, the first 3 weeks, strong possibility, I mean the graph goes almost straight up, strong possibility that person will never sponsor anyone in their life, lifetime in network marketing, and they'll quit. They won't go on to build a network marketing business. And so what we've got to do, what I've had to learn to do, is I had to put less emphasis on the training in the beginning and more emphasis on what they were good at, which was networking. Now, here's CDs. Who do you know? In fact, this is how I do my top 20 list now, or top 30 list, whatever you want to do. I have a list of the CDs in front of me, and I will just say, now, who do you know has headaches? Who do you know has fibromyalgia? Who do you know that has a parent that has Alzheimer's? Who do you know has allergies? Who do you know that has a child that has autism? I said, why don't you take a couple of these CDs and go give them to these people, have them listen to it. You don't know anything. Just have them listen to that, and I'll help you do some of the follow-up in the beginning. Wow, I've turned them into a recruiter instantly.
There's something I would say right there, Dave, when you pass them to those people. I usually say, just tell me the first name of the person you're giving it to, because I want to have a mechanism for following up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't ask, well, tell me the name and phone number of the person you're handing this to.
No.
I'd say, just the first name, and I'll ask you about Marie next week, or I'll ask you about Sam, and then I come back to them.
Yeah, if you ask for too, that's a good point, Stephen, because if you ask for too much information, they're going to get the feeling that you're going to hit on their friend.
Right.
And they don't want you to do that. And so I want them to be natural networkers. In fact, many times when they see this list, they say, oh my goodness, my brother-in-law has this. Oh my goodness, my dad is experiencing this right now. I said, great. I said, here's a couple CDs. I said, go ahead and give them to him. And then you say, well, Dave, do you teach him what's on there? Do you teach him how to give it to them? No. Do I have to tell someone if they enjoyed a restaurant to tell someone else how to go eat at that place? No, I don't. Now, if I do too much in the beginning, they're going to come across, they're going to feel like I have now put them in a sales position. 90% of our people who come into network marketing do not come into network marketing to sell something. And they come into network marketing, leaders will go on there and they'll become great salespeople. And I have nothing against that. The problem is leaders don't recruit enough of people into network marketing because they're leading, they're managing, they're training, and they're telling everybody else to recruit. You see, so leaders don't do a lot of recruiting. That's on record. Leaders don't do a lot of recruiting. So how do we get the masses to recruit? Well, it's not for information because you're going to scare them to death. What you do is you give them a tool and you say, hey, do you know someone that's targeted? You get them to target this and that, and then you can come along and you can start by example, show them what follow-up is all about, and you can teach them as they go along. That's what network marketing is. It's on-the-job training. It is not in the classroom training.
They will be looking over your shoulder as you talk to their friends and follow
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. It's powerful. It is powerful. And targeted recruiting has much more to do with the emotions than what it does with the knowledge and the information. It's not that knowledge and information is important, because we put a lot of that in the connectors box. There's a lot of information, more than that they will ever be able to use. But when it comes to duplication, when it comes to reproductive residual income, where our PGV continues to increase because our new wellness consultants who have just come in and they want to do this business, even if they want to do the business, it doesn't mean they want to sell. They want to share this, what they're learning, with their friends
and
their family.
And in the beginning, they want to help their friend with autism.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. And very often I will say to them, you know, I don't know all of the intricacies of that disease. You'll catch some things on here that I don't fully understand.
Yes.
But the testimony is there by somebody who has lived through it, and then we'll talk again after you've had a chance
Absolutely.
To hear this and share it with your friend.
Absolutely. And one of the nice things with Sidney Morey's CD in there is that I will tell them, when I do the follow-up, or I'll tell the brand-new person that if they're handing that CD, that we will send something in the mail that explains a little bit more on things on autism. So you go into Sidney Morey's and do your research and you pick up a 3-page article or something, you hit the button, it prints out, and you send it in the mail. Now you've made the contact. Now you've made a second contact. It takes 5 contacts for someone, for a stranger to learn to trust you. 5 contacts. So now I made a second contact, and they appreciate it. You know, I didn't put an order form in there. I didn't put an application in there. I'm giving them information. Give and you shall receive.
They will ask you once they absorb a little bit of information. They'll say, well, how do I get this, or how do I get started?
Absolutely. But I'm also always teaching my people not to be the library and stuff their head with all kinds of information. I'm teaching them how to be a library card. So what I love about Sidney Morey's CD, I don't have to know any what's on there, just where to find it. And I can print it out and say, hey, listen to Dr. Naidu speak on this. Why do I have to put that stuff in my head and then just start giving them information? Why not take them to the source? You know, and so everything. I don't have an autistic child. I've never had arthritis. In fact, I've never had 99% of any of these diseases, probably 100% of them. I don't know what I'm talking about when I'm trying to tell someone else's story concerning asthma. But I tell you, if you ever give them an asthmatic story, I mean, that passion comes across. That heart comes across. Guys, that's what connection is all about. That's the greatest secret to network marketing, is what we call, you know, the connectors box also teaches people immediately how to do a three-way. If I do a Dennis Williams CD, what's the difference? If I get him on the phone and do a three-way, or I let Dennis Williams be an A when I gave him a CD? I mean, they're doing tons and tons of three-ways by just giving out the CD. And so anyway, Stephen, I know I'd like to give some room for questions if we can, if you want to do that. I mean, that's up to you.
We can at the end, and we'll give people a little notice to stop running water and put a pacifier in baby's mouths and stop the dogs barking. Nancy, do you have something that you would like to insert? Some testimonies you have heard, if you're still there.
Yes, I'm still here. I would also like to add, these are ongoing testimonies. They don't just stop at the 35 that are in the connectors box. On our website, you can go to the connectors box tab and see a listing of all of the testimonies that we have. And we're continuing to do testimonies, so we need everybody's help in finding people who have strong testimonies. And please call us or let us know, and we can set up an interview and have a CD made. We have all kinds of new ones coming out, and you know, it's exciting.
This has become a very new way.
I guess it's an old way to recruit and help people out, and we're seeing phenomenal success.
Nancy, I think it was yesterday. I just got 5 more of the new ones that you recorded.
Yeah,
I mean, they're awesome.
We've got three more at our studio right now being ready.
I tell people, the box just organizes you. Now you build it up to 100, 120 CDs and use it for the next 10 years. Why can you use it for the next 10 years? Because those testimonials never get old. Yours does.
Right. And
but
I
the
think
testimonials
Dave, you,
never get old.
You hit on it when you said the heart. You know, these are people who are speaking, whether it's professionally or medically, they're speaking directly from their heart, and to me, that's what NECAN is all about.
Absolutely, and there's one thing that I tell my people, and I have to preface this because I don't make a dime on the connectors box. I have absolutely no financial interest in promoting the connectors box except what it's doing to my bonus check. That's the only financial interest I have, because I've had to find something that my people could recruit. Because I didn't want to be 90 years old and my PGV had to do with what I was doing. Something had to change. And so I tell people, you know, people say, especially if they've been in the business a while, boy, I've got a bunch of CDs laying around, you know, and I'll start my own connectors box. That's not a network marketing comment. A network marketing comment is that if you don't use the connectors box as it's put together, how are you going to ever teach your people how to do it very quickly? Because they don't have 50 CDs laying around. And are you going to send them to 6 different vendors to put it all together? And we found out with the Boss Box, didn't we, Nancy, that if you don't put it together and put it in their hands, and but you tell them to go out there and get all the components, put it together, 99% of the people will never do that because they procrastinate. And people like when it comes together in a package. It's just the start. It is just structures you. I've had people tell me that the best thing I had coming out of the connectors box is it taught me how to organize my recruiting.
Exactly.
It taught me how to organize my recruiting. And
the old-fashioned tickler cards.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a follow-up cards that tell you when to contact the person that you gave that CD.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful system.
And you guys were nice enough to put it in there. you have the ticker spot. Now, you take every piece of that, you'll spend probably close to $200 to put that connectors box together the way it is when it comes. I don't know, Nancy, what is it, $124.95?
$124.95.
Yeah. Now, guys, that's not even counting all the seminars you'd have to attend and all the books you'd have to buy to read and all the other stuff that you'd have to get all the information that's in there. But don't think about what you can do. Think about what your distributors can't do or won't do. And once you identify that and ask those hard questions, see, to me, getting my own box together is not easy, and it sure isn't duplicatable, so it doesn't measure up to my FED, fun, easy, and duplicatable. So, I mean, I've got tons of stuff laying around here. I would never dream of putting my own connectors box together. I could, but my distributors couldn't. So again, I'm tired of my PGV increasing just because of what I do. It's got to be duplicatable, and you got to do that from the start. Is it something that will explode your business? No. Is it something which will stabilize and grow and lay a foundation and build? Absolutely. We're already beginning to see that. A fourth level can do it. You can have a fourth level involved getting a connectors box within 1 month. You have a first level, then a second level, then a third level, and a fourth level. Because the moment we sponsor someone, that day or the next day, they're already handing out CDs. Because they know people who have these conditions or career challenges. And they love it. It's so much fun. And they say, I like this because I don't feel like I'm selling anything.
It might be good if you take this CD that Nancy is creating right now and pass this along to new distributors or those just coming in. And, of course, you can get more information on this or obtain this by sending an email to Nancy at focusongrowth.com, or the telephone number is 800-496-8508. The Connectors Box of CDs. It's a wonderful, wonderful collection of short, targeted CDs that very often start with testimonies and then lead gently on in to how people then became involved in the business of Nikken.
Mm-hmm. Very simple. It's getting the masses to recruit, Stephen, and the masses meaning a new distributor who hands out 20 CDs before they never do anything in Nikken. That's the masses recruiting.
Well, let's take a chance on finding barking dogs and crying children, and we'll unmute this and see if somebody has a question otherwise.
We'll send
a copy of this to Vance. Okay, here we go. It's a chance we're taking.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Ah, not too much. Vance would be so pleased. Oh, question for Dave.
Stephen, this is Linda Nerstad, and thanks so much for putting this together. I have one question, and that is, who do you recommend buys this connector box? And that is new?
Yeah, that is a real good question, Linda. And before I answer, would anybody who's not, would you do a star six so that you could come out a noise at him? So that is a real I don't recommend that a brand new distributor buys one, saying buy one, let's say, a week or something like that. And the reason for that is because I want to show them how easy it is. And I want to also let them know that building an Nikken business is not buying stuff after stuff after program after program after program after program. I said, I'll tell a brand new distributor, it's just, let me give you a couple CDs out of my box. And when you get to the point where you really feel that you're very comfortable using these CDs this way to build a business, then I'm going to really encourage you to build your own because I've got other distributors who are using CDs out of my box.
Okay, great.
And they feel very comfortable with that. I don't try to hit them with another $124 after they paid the $75. I'd rather they go buy one of the packs and get their products and, let me make some commission on that. And plus, it's a very duplicatable process from the standpoint that I would rather that they have a little experience, and it only takes a week or so, and then, they're finding that this is working, and we're doing some follow-up and all that kind of stuff. When I really sense that they're going to use the connectors box, I'm going to really encourage them to get their own.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
More questions?
Yeah, Ken Harris, St. Paul, Minnesota.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Ken Harris.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Fine. I'm a new distributor. I have a question regarding when you give someone a CD, do you ask for it back or do you just...
No. This is a topic for another CD, probably called Follow Up. But let me just say it very briefly, and that is that when we give out a CD, we always, I'm training my people to set an appointment in their day timer, the day and the hour when they're going to pick it up. And then they go pick it up. And I try to, again, tell my people, don't put a hard sales on this person, you know, even when you're going to go pick them up. See, I buy into one thing, Ken, and that is people are natural networkers if you don't force them to market. Now, they'll go into the marketing mode, even in the follow-up, if they didn't go into the marketing mode by giving it out, and they'll go into the marketing mode, and they'll stop being natural networkers, they'll freeze. They'll freeze. And the follow-up doesn't continue because it's no longer fun, it's no longer easy, it's no longer duplicatable, and so they'll freeze and they won't continue to do it. And so I allow the networking process, you know, I tell people, I says, look, don't go with a lot of preconceived ideas as to what you're going to say when you go there to pick it up. Otherwise, you start going into this marketing mode immediately. I said, just be natural. Just love these people. Go and pick up the CD. And, you know, you can ask the question, what did you think? And allow the natural networking to take place. Natural conversation is what we miss in network marketing, is because we train people how to be marketers too soon.
Got it. Thank you.
Got it? Yeah. Get it on that calendar. The moment that leaves my hand, it's on my calendar, day and time, as to when I'm going to pick it up. It might be in their office. It might be outside their door. See? When
usually,
I'm going to pick it up.
Usually the quicker, the better, because it gives
absolutely
emergency to it.
24 to 48 hours. How long does it take to listen to a 15-minute CD? And if they haven't listened to it, I give them a second chance, but that's it. Three strikes and they're out.
Okay.
More questions. Thank you, Ken.
Yes, hello?
Hi. Frank DeFeo from Leawood, Kansas.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Great. A couple questions. Maybe one might be for Nancy. You were talking about taking your process and reducing it down to a three-week process. Is that in one of the CDs that you do on here, basically, or?
Yeah, well, it has. Yeah, I talk a little bit about it in the Connectors Box CD. But basically, there's about 10 CDs, DVDs in there that have to do with information for the brand new distributor.
Okay.
And so the CDs and the DVDs, and it's about 10 of them there, which gives them information, not so much on product, because they can get product information anywhere.
Right.
Except that 4-hour DVD by...
Okay.
Dennis, I keep getting his name, is really good, and it's not overwhelming. It's basically very simple stuff. So I'm very proud of the way Focus on Growth has put that information in there, because the second problem that I was dealing with was that my new distributors felt like they had to know a lot of stuff before they felt comfortable to share it with people. And I said... we're going to have to put things in that connectors box that helps them with that information very quickly. And not only that, if it's, you know, if you go to a seminar, and unless it's recorded, the only information you then have is in your head.
Right.
If you have it in your CDs in the connectors box, and that person says, boy, I need to know more about these products. Oh, here's a 4-hour DVD. Go listen to it. Watch it this weekend. Now that's
really what you're saying is it boils down to getting back to instead of trying to know everything, you use everybody else as your knowledge.
Absolutely. Now I will tell you, people who learn how to be good recruiters and who can duplicate recruiting tools will make more money than the people who have knowledge on the product.
Right. Second part of the question was, once you get this box, obviously there's the 35 different testimonies. There's only one copy of each.
Yes.
How do we, are single copies of all these available?
Yes, Nancy, you want to answer that?
Yes, they are available. And when you, if you order them online, if you get five or more mixed or matched,
uh-huh.
they go down to $2.75 a piece instead of $3. So, but we take that discount when we input it in our office. It won't show on the internet.
Right. So you can order
five different tunnels.
Of the 35.
Yeah, of any of the 35, plus we've got another 35 or 40, you can choose whichever one you want.
Okay, so
in addition to the connectors.
You've got how many more different testimonies than what's in the connectors box?
I think we're up to, we started at 510 and we're at 576 right now. So we've got 66 testimonies. I've got another three that I'll be putting on this week, so...
Are those are on your website? Are those listed with what each what areas are covered?
Yes, they have the titles, and they also say which ones are in the connectors box.
Uh-huh.
If you're looking at additional, you can see which ones are not in the connectors box that you already have.
Right. Okay.
And those new ones. My understanding, Nancy, is they're also categorized underneath the connectors box. Are they not?
Well, they're not necessarily categorized. They're done in numerical order, Dave.
And item code number or something that they identify that it's not a 1 hour, but it's like a 20-minute interview.
Yeah.
See,
that's
another
thing. This call, I'm going to put it on the website so people can just download it and listen to it online.
Yeah.
For information about the connectors box and. And it should be available probably Monday afternoon.
You're talking about this interview right now.
Yes.
It should be available Monday afternoon so that you could say to a distributor who was not on the Saturday morning call, you could say, just go listen to this on Focus on Growth, and here's how to get there.
Mm-hmm. One of the nice things that I like about the Connectors Box CD is they are targeted, highly focused on one particular condition, and they're... And they're not a lot of Nikan motivation. They're just really, I mean, they're interview types. Dennis does these interviews, and he's not interviewing them on their success in Nikan, unless it's a career thing. But he keeps interviewing them and really hones in on getting them to say what their condition was like before, what it's like now, what kind of freedom they have, what kind of experiences in life do they have now compared to when they first started using some of these products. And once in a while, they will really identify very specifically what products they're using. If you're going to be putting CDs that you have, add them to your connectors box, make sure that testimonial is not hidden, that 10-minute, 15-minute testimonial is not hidden in a one-hour conference call where everything else was also discussed. Because that kind of thing is you're now trying to sell them on Nikan, and you haven't even gotten their attention.
This is just wonderful information. Is there what is the total cost on the connector box?
Nancy?
Yeah, it's $124.95.
Okay, thanks.
Plus shipping.
A $200 value, not counting all the money you'd have to spend to go to seminars to learn this stuff.
It's probably time to begin to wrap this call up. We appreciate all of you participating, and remember, this interview will be available probably Monday afternoon or Tuesday at the latest if you go to www.focusongrowth.com. And Nancy, how would they begin to find this on the website?
Okay, the call will be on... When you go into the website, there's on the left-hand side, it'll say, I think it says Pathfinder's calls and another calls. I'll try to change that to just conference calls, and they'll click on that, and it'll be listed. I'll list it under just connectors box.
And, Stephen, before we hang up, let me also mention something. I do a Monday night call on the connectors box. It is, and I've started doing this because a lot of people are using it, and they're asking about this, and they're wondering about this when they face this, and I just can't answer all the emails and do all the telephone calls, so I do a Monday night call for my own group at 7:55 around 8 o'clock Monday evenings Eastern Standard Time, and that number is 212-990-8000. That's 212-990-8000, and the pin code is 9500 pound. And so every Monday night, it's basically a coaching call on the connectors box. And
how
I
long
really,
is the call, Dave?
Pardon?
How long is the call?
Actually, the call is about an hour and a half, but it's segmented. So they can do one segment or another segment. Once they get on the call at 7:55, they'll understand how the call works. But there's several different parts to it, and all total, it lasts about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half.
That's area code 212-990-8000,
yep.
And the PIN code is 9500 pounds on Monday.
Every Monday evening at 7:55 Eastern Standard Time.
Great. Well, we've had a wonderful time this morning and absorbed a lot of knowledge. Steve Soltzfus, we thank you for your participation, and Nancy, thanks for being there and for recording this. And thank you for putting together the connectors box of CDs. So, the number for Focus on Growth is, anybody manning the phones today at Focus, Nancy?
No.
Okay. All right, but Monday morning, but they can also order online by going to www.focusongrowth.com or calling 800-496-8508. So, thank you for participating in Saturday AM Live.